Have a listen to this.
Wow! They're absolutely everywhere. There must be at least 50 here.
That is a short extract from Ellie Harrison's upcoming documentary, Britain's Whales and Britain's Sharks. In it, the body of a 9-metre humpback whale, drowned and washed up on the coast, is returned to the ocean to reveal how its death can sustain ocean life. And it resulted in the largest gathering of sharks ever recorded in UK waters. She spoke to the BBC.
There was two sides to me. The night before, Ben, my co-presenter, had the opportunity to dive first when there were just a few blue sharks on our whale. And then it was my turn at sort of 6 o'clock the next morning. Conditions had changed quite a lot overnight, and there were, every single way you turned, there were blue sharks coming out from the darkness. Every single way you turned, it was incredible.
200 blue sharks, that's incredible. You didn't sound scared in that clip, but I understand that, one of the divers who was with you actually got a bit of a nip. From one of the sharks?
Yeah, that's right. They'd been down there for a little while. So we had our cameraman and a really experienced dive crew who were supporting all of our activities. And things sort of changed. Once I got in the water, I think what happened was there was a lot more talking, and it sends out a lot of electrical signals into the water, which started to change the behaviour of the sharks. And I think once all that activity started, one of them got a little bit excitable and gave him a nipple, which he was actually delighted about, because it's quite a badge of honour to have.
I bet he was trying to be polite to the shark. But let's talk about the whale. Tell us about that. I mean, you'd never done this before, obviously, and this has been the biggest number of sharks altogether. What was that like? Describe it for us.
It was incredibly difficult. It took us 3 years just to get to this stage, because we had people on watch out waiting for the right size. It had to be not too big and not too small. And eventually we got this humpback who tragically had died. But the logistics of getting a whale, it took permissions of 15 different government agencies and then freezing experts to get this whale back out into the sea. It hadn't been done before, so it's the first ever study of its type.
And tell us, what did it tell you?
We knew that there were sharks in our waters. We knew that we had about 30 different species of sharks in our waters. But we'd never expected there to be the numbers. Seeing that number of blue sharks together has given a lot of the academics a lot of behaviour that they observe that they are able to write up about. And not really knowing that they could congregate in numbers this big, that was probably our biggest finding.